Hi, babe. How was your time at the office today?
No, it's totally fine, to be honest with me about that. And yes, not having any coworkers to interact with is boring and monotonous, so I'm with you.
Yeah, I guess I am lucky. I mean, mostly for other reasons, but partly because I get to meet people in real life.
Well, I mean, I do like my coworkers, but I guess I was just primarily thinking of someone else, babe.
Indeed, who might that someone else be? Jealous, babe?
Ready to start with some of the more sinister interrogation techniques?
No tickling. That totally isn't fair. You can't just bring out your special weapon like that before I even get to show my villainous plan to you.
What is my villainous plan?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Scared of what it might entail for someone as easy to bring to desperation as you?
Look at the clock on the wall, babe. How long do I have until I get home? Well, if you include the time it will take for me to do that other errand on my way.
Precisely, which means I will have plenty of time to feel the wrath of my retribution for your tickling manners.
No, I do not expect you to talk, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
Oh, no, but in all seriousness, though, my plan is this. I'm going to give you some detailed instructions, and you, mister, are going to follow them without cheating.
Okay, because as long as I'm in this car, I'm the boss, and you will be on your best behavior. Do you understand?
Good boy. I see you're getting it now.
Are you wearing your headphones?
You know, the ones that pretty much block out all sound from outside?
Yeah, I know mostly you use them to listen to music in your home office, but I want you to get them and connect them to the phone while we speak now because I want to be sure that I have your full and absolute attention and that you're not using one of your hands to hold anything, babe. Now, go do that and then sit down on the couch facing away from the front door. Good boy. Yes, you may imagine me patting you on the head and giving you a little treat. Now, are you fully clothed, babe? Good. Remain like that for now. I want you to just start without touching yourself by closing your eyes and imagining me there beside you. And I want you to really immerse yourself in that fantasy. Do you feel me next to you? Do you feel my arm around your shoulder? My breath softly in your ear? Good. Now, imagine me letting go of you, standing up and moving right in front of you, and don't you dare touch yourself in any way. Obey? Good boy. Yes, more patting on the head for you. Or, well, I'm not touching you anymore, but metaphorically speaking, patting is occurring while I stand about 3 feet in front of you. Now, imagine me standing there in front of you. I'm wearing what I am wearing, well, I'm definitely wearing a pair of those dark, skin-tight jeans because you know I like that. Yeah, and I know you can't keep your eyes off me whenever I wear them, which is why you can't look down at them. No, imagine me wearing them in front of you, and you can't steal a single glance at my body right now, okay? Just look up into my eyes. Babe, are you doing that? Good boy. Now, on my upper body, I'm also wearing, let's see, well, yes, I normally wear my coat to the office, but that is hung up neatly in the closet. So I'm wearing what's underneath, which is, oh, this is gonna be fun. You know that red tube top that makes you go crazy because of how much skin it's showing during the summers? Yes, I brought my special secret weapon, and you can't do anything about it. No, you can't touch me. And don't you dare look down at my body for a single second. Now, just sit there and imagine this perfect, sexy body that I'm denying you. By the way, if you break my rules, I will tease you for a whole other hour when I get home, so don't get any ideas, okay? Exactly. You know your skills at lying to me are terrible, so do exactly as I say, and maybe I'll let you live, Mr. Bond. Now, without touching yourself, I want you to imagine that you're slowly looking further down at my body, starting with the upper half. Yes, I know you want to get the jeans and just peel them off with your imagination, you horn dog, but you will behave now. Good. Now, imagine the curves of my tits. my waist and that little bit of cleavage I'm showing. Yeah, I want to take you that way with every fiber in your being and really concentrate because I'm not taking anything off. And you better not be touching yourself anywhere right now because I want you to get used to that building feeling, that sense of need. And I want you to hold on to that, okay? Are you holding on to it? What a good boy. Now, here's the thing. I think we both know that denying you to look down at my jeans was a mercy, much more than a challenge, because you're going to look down at them now. And imagine me. Imagine me doing a little twirl around for you so that you see how the fabric just firmly grips onto my hips and my lower waist, and how I'm slowly, oh so slowly, turning around for you so that you can see how they just squeeze my ass even tighter. Are you imagining it, baby? God, this is making me so horny. You have no idea, okay? But I'm enduring this with you, okay, babe? So you need to be strong for me. You will resist the power of the butt, the force of the booty, the influence of the ass cheeks. Are you resisting, babe? I need you to really imagine my body with all your concentration right now and just feel the need to just like devour it like a wild animal. Okay, so now I'm turning around towards you again, and now I'm leaning closer to you, and you have my tits in your face, and I'm like jangling them in front of you, and you want so, so badly to grab them and just go to town on them with your hands and your tongue and your whole face. And believe me, babe, I want you to do all that. God, you have no idea. It's like, I'm just having like the sluttiest thoughts right now. Oh, fuck. Okay, back to teasing you. So I'm shaking my tits in your face, but I still don't take anything off. And instead I turn around once more. But now I have, like, my ass right in front of you. Like, right in front of you. And I, like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. But, yeah, so I bend over for you and, like, I shake my ass in your face. and you can grab my actual hips a bit, but don't dare grab, like, the butt. So, exactly, like, the actual ass is moving in front of you and you have your hands on my hips. And now I want you to stand up and just imagine that you're dry humping me from behind, and I can feel your boner just pressing against the fabric of my jeans, and you're using your hands to really thrust against me, and you start making those primal grunting moans that I fucking love, and I'm like the sluttiest, ass-shaking little girlfriend in the world, and you're ready to just peel my pants off and pound me until we both explode, and then I make you sit down again. No, I'm not kidding. Hey, you sit down on the couch right now, mister. You take your hands off my hips and you place them on each side of your own body and you just watch me walk away from you. And you see my ass move as I leave through the back door. And then you just sit there. Surprised, huh? Don't worry, babe. It's not a dream. I'm here to fulfill your desires. I want you to take me in with every sense. Scooch down. We bought a couch with a chaise long for a reason. Perfect. Now just let me straddle you like this with my ass facing you. And bend down for you. Yeah. Grab that ass you fantasized about so much. Make it yours completely. Your hands feel so good, babe. Yeah, squeeze it like that. I love it. And I have this thing I'd like you to try, and if you don't mind, I want you to be gentle, obviously, but while I have these jeans on, I think there's a thick enough layer of fabric for you to not risk hurting me when I... Oh, okay, I'll be clear. I'm blushing really hard all of a sudden. Can you smack my ass? God, I'm feeling so slutty saying that. Will you
be gentle, okay, but like, make it give off some sound. Yeah, that feels so sexy. You don't worry, you didn't hurt me at all, babe. Do it again. Oh God, yes. I'm such a good girl for you, aren't I? That turned you on a lot, didn't it? How many times have you secretly wanted to do that to me? I don't want you to restrain yourself anymore, okay? Because since you are such a good boy for me, I want to reward you by being just as much of a good girl. Good girl, all night long. Do you want that, babe? Sounds like a deal then. Come here. Of something new. I'd like to do something else with you, and I think it'll be lots of fun. Let me just lean back like this, and then I'll spread my legs as wide as I can. You like it when I open my body up like this, babe? God, I feel so fucking sexy. I can feel your eyes on my body and between my legs. Okay, I need to focus here, so... Remember how I bought an extra pair of jeans in the same model, and you thought that was a bit weird because I never do that? Well, that's because I wanted to have this pair for something I've thought about a lot, so I want you to grab the fabric around my inner thighs, and just where the seam is, I want you to fucking rip them open. Now, don't worry. I planned for this. I'm not wearing panties, so there'll be some very exposed female anatomy, and it'll be very, very needy for someone's face. Can you handle that? Yeah, come here and rip my jeans open. Please, just give me your face now. I'm so unbearably horny, just... Let me pull this top down. I need your fingers on my nipples, yeah. Circle them like that. Let me soak your face in my juices, babe. I promise I'll be such a good girl for you. Fuck. I loved it so much when you ripped me open like that. Did you, babe? Yeah, I could tell from how primal you got. Fuck, yes, like that. Keep licking me while you play with my nipples like that. Oh God, you're taking your hand and your fingers and my pussy? Fuck. Oh, I'm just soaking these jeans completely. You like me with my legs spread open like that for you, babe? You like me being slutty for you? Trying new things to drive you wild? Oh, you like teasing my clit and fingering my pussy until I can't take it anymore? Yeah. Yeah, keep going, just keep sucking my clit like that, and, what do you want me to do for you, babe? I'm your good girl. All through the night, remember? You want me on my knees? Yeah, babe? Let me get between your legs. Is this how you want me? Looking up at you, just begging with my needy eyes for you to put your dick in my mouth? Baby, you've earned this. God, your dick is so beautiful. Let me just rub it against my face like this. So warm, so throbbing, so alive, and yes, lots of pre-cum. Lots of it. Don't worry, babe. We'll shower together. I'll be as messy as you want me to, just... Let me take care of my man and put him in my mouth. You like that? My lips wrapped around you like this. My tongue swirling around your tip. My eyes just... God, saliva. Saliva everywhere. You don't mind, babe, right? Nah, you like a messy girl, don't you? I love being slutty for you, babe. Gives me such a sense of freedom. Everything is allowed. Nothing is taboo. Just me pleasing you in every way that we both like. You want to control the pace? Because, yeah, be gentle, okay? Because my gag reflex is sensitive and I can't handle the rough stuff, but... I'll have my hand around your shaft. Oh, fuck, you're warm. I'll still have control over how far you go down on my mouth. And, yeah, grab the back of my head. Gently. And... Face fuck me. Come on, babe. Ooh, push me onto it. Ooh, I can take it. I can take it. Ooh. Oh yeah, keep pushing like that. That's okay if you speed up if you want to. God, have you guys seen the expression on your face right now? It's so sweet that you're still checking for my consent, babe. You have it, don't worry. I trust you. Fuck my mouth. Let me be as subservient as you dream about. I know, I said I would be a good girl, but the more you do this, the more I realize how needy it's making me. I need you inside me, babe. I need you to fuck me in these ripped jeans. I need you to ram into me until you wreck me, babe. Please, can you do that for me? I'll be so good for you, I promise. I'll take everything you give me, just let me get on all fours on the couch like this. Yeah, get behind me, babe. Yeah, fuck your good girl. Make your balls slap against my clit. God. I've wanted that for so fucking long. You like my ass on display in front of you like this, huh, babe? You like how it bounces when you thrust into me? Yeah, grab my hips. And my actual ass, yeah. Fuck me harder. Let me be obedient for you. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're hitting my G-spot perfectly like this. I can feel your sweat dripping onto my lower back. Oh, it's so fucking hot, babe. Don't hold back. Pound into me as hard as you want to. I'm a good girl. I can take it all, babe. Just don't stop fucking me. God, the juices are running all the way down my knees. Do you realize what you do to me? Do you realize that I tease myself just as much as I teased you back in the car? Aren't you glad that I could keep the act up? Are you close, babe? I'm so fucking close. Just, I want you to drain your balls inside me. I want you, my lips, to hold you in place firmly while you shoot every rope of cum into my fertile little cunt. Just pound me. Wreck me. Fuck my pussy. Fuck my pussy like your life depends on it. Just come inside me in my wet cunt. Ah.
was good. That was really, really good, babe. That was so good. But also, not because that was fucking mind-blowing. Hey, you've ruined these jeans. Look what you made me do. I'm just kidding. I'm so happy that I could get you in that state of mind. Just, I could see it in your eyes. Nothing was there except my body. No past, no future, just pure greedy lust. I loved it. Do you have any plans for tonight, babe? No, because I thought that maybe we could make dinner together, and then I could see how many more times I can make you explode in one night. Would you be up for that? Would you be up for that? Is that a yes? Then we have a plan. Let's make an omelet. Shower with me, babe. This is a fantasy post written by, of, and for adults 18 plus. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.